Ready?
Yeah.
Go.
$500,046.
Cube root. Go. Twelve.
Oh, no. More digits. More digits.
What? More decimal point? More decimal places? Decimal places. 12.0. 12.0. We do again.
Oh, no.
No, thank you. I don't think that we can, but thank you very much.
No pay. I want to introduce you to my friend, Hello. Li Hua. And this is Man Xin Sang, Man and Yao. And of course, my son, YT.
Happy to meet you.
Happy to meet you.
Thank you.
Not at all. Okay, join in. Hey, guess the man's eyes are so big. I can say young soon, Poon, the Taklawa.
That was nice.
Wasn't it? So, how'd you do it?
You don't know how I did it. He doesn't know anything about numbers, just beads. You want a hamburger?
Yes, please.
With an abacus, you don't have to know anything about arithmetic. You just buzz those beads around.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't know numbers. I don't know beads, but I know arithmetic. So the hotter the problem gets, the better off I am, and the worse off he is. Is this your napkin?
No, it's not.
How's he supposed to understand approximating half a bead? Also, I got lucky. The number the guy picked was 1,729.03.
Was it?
Yeah. I happen to know that a cubic foot contains 1,728 cubic inches. So the answer is just a teeny bit more than 12.
Well, where does 12 come in?
Because there's 12 inches in a foot.
Okay, well, I didn't notice that.
So the excess, the difference between the guy's number and the number of inches in a cubic foot is 1.03.
Mm-hmm.
That's only one part, nearly 2,000. And I know that in calculus, that for small fractions, the cube root's excess is 1/3 of the number's excess. So all I had to do was find the fraction 1/1728, multiply by 4, divide by 3, and multiply by 12. So I was able to pull out a whole bunch of extra digits that way. Cubic roots. That must be his top-notch exercise in abacus land.